The next patient is Cecilia Smith. Smith is S-M-I-T-H. Cecilia is C-E-C-I-L-I-A. This is the clinical case of a 76-year-old white female that is a referred case by Dr. Rocio Silva. Rocio is the first name, R-O-C-I-O, Silva, S-I-L-V like in Victor A. For evaluation of the kidney function, period. The patient has several comorbidities that has been present at least for 7 years. First is diabetes mellitus. The patient has not been insulin dependent. She has been controlled with oral hypoglycemics. The blood sugar is below 200 most of the time. The most frequent is between 100 and 150. Unfortunately, I don't have a hemoglobin A1C that is in the referral. The patient has a arterial hypertension that has been well under control. The patient is on amlodipine, furosemide, and lisinopril, 10 milligrams. The patient has hyperlipidemia. And he has a history of fatty liver, gastroesophageal reflux disease, on omeprazole. She says that if she doesn't take the omeprazole, the heartburn is unbearable. She has been a smoker. She quit for 5 years, but she had a relapse and still uses some cigarettes on a daily basis. Severe low back pain, and also she has a case of a urinary incontinence that has been severe. For the arthritis, the patient has been taking Celebrex on a daily basis. And for the gout, she takes colchicine and allopurinol. She says that she hasn't had a gout attack in a long time. In the laboratory workup that is available, this patient has a serum creatinine that is between 0.9 and 1.1 milligrams per cent. With a BUN of 21, and most importantly, the estimated GFR is around 53 mLs per minute. Period. The evaluation of proteinuria through the urinalysis is difficult because the patient has microscopic pyuria. In other words, we know that the patient is CKD3A, and the most likely situation is that there is no significant proteinuria. We are going to request an abdominal a retroperitoneal ultrasound, and we are going to quantify the macroalbumin creatinine ratio as well as the protein creatinine ratio, period. The levels for vitamin D are satisfactory. Number two, arterial hypertension that is under control. The blood pressure today has a blood pressure 102 over 69. The main problem is that the patient has a BMI that is 34. She is advised to lose about 5 pounds in order to assure a good blood pressure control. Number three, a patient has arthritis and severe back problems that require the administration of Celebrex and extra strength Tylenol. The Celebrex is always a concern, and our recommendation is to use it on PRN basis. The most likely situation is that by losing weight, she's going to get a relief in the back as well as in the joints. Following number, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, to the lung auscultation and to a physical examination, the patient has decreased air entry bilaterally and increased AP diameters in the chest. The patient was advised to stop the use of the nicotine. That the only complication, concern is acceleration of the arteriosclerotic process by doing so. The patient has a fatty liver, that is a major concern, in which the administration of vitamin E as well as the weight loss are mandatory in this particular case to avoid further complications down the road. Following number, the patient takes omeprazole. And as I mentioned before, she says that she cannot function without it. Our alternative will be, in order to avoid the consequences of the PPIs in terms of atrophic gastritis, impaired absorption of the calcium, bone disease, and kidney compromise, will be the use of H2 inhibitors, specifically famotidine. Following number, the patient has a history of hyperlipidemia that is under control. We are going to evaluate the urine as well as the anatomy of the kidney. We are going to emphasize in this patient a low sodium diet, a fluid restriction of 45 ounces in 24 hours, and most importantly, a plant-based diet. She will get benefit of it immediately. I want to thank Dr. Silva for the kind referral. I'll keep her posted on the progress. We are going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with the imaging and blood work. Period, paragraph. I invested 20 minutes in going through the referral, 25 minutes in the face-to-face, and 10 minutes in the documentation.